So today is the first day of Shirakawa Mass Transcendental Book Distribution Marathon. So, in order to encourage everyone to distribute a few books, we'll read a couple of special verses from
Bhagavad-gita.
How many of you have ever distributed one book? So we'd like you all to distribute at least one book in the marathon. For one who explains the supreme secret to the devotees, pure devotional service is guaranteed, and at the end, he will come back to me. There is no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be one more dear. Devotional services guaranteed, and at the end he will come back to me. There is no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will I ever be one more dear.
Prabhupada said that
people, consider, many people think Bhagavad Gita is like a transcendental box of assorted chocolates.
Always think of me and become my devotee.
And then you should worship. we owe homage to. And if you do this, Krishna says, you will come to me. Satyante, Krishna says that this is the truth. Pratijayane, I promised you this. Then Krishna goes on to speak the next verse. Sarva-dharma-pravichaja, ma-ekam-sharanam-gaja, aham-tvam-sarva-papegyo, mo-shayashami, ma-shichaha, that we should give up all other religions and all other activities. And we should just surrender to Him. And then if we do that, Krishna says, Aham Sarvatma, I will take all your sinful reactions. And Mahashichana, you don't have to worry about anything. I'll take all the trouble. So these two verses then, they are that supreme instruction. They are the most confidential knowledge of all knowledge. So there we see very clearly what is the point of Bhagavad-gita. So, we should serve Krishna and be his devotees. And think of Krishna always. Now, of course, there are many ways that you could serve Krishna. You could sing for Krishna. You could cook for Krishna. You could clean for Krishna. You could make some money for Krishna. You could do some managing for Krishna. You could have an altar and worship some deities. And so many things. Many things you do as service for Krishna. And of course, they're all wonderful. They're all very glorious, and if we do anyone nicely, we are friends. So in one sense, we can say that all service is equal. But then again, what is our philosophy? Our philosophy is oneness and difference. So therefore, as we said, in one sense, all service is equal. And you can just do anything for Krishna, and that's fine. But at the same time, there are some differences. Just like, for one example. We may have mentioned before that Prabhupada once said there are two types of devotees. Prabhupada said, one likes to eat prasadam, and the other likes to distribute prasadam. Prabhupada said, they are both
foods.
But the one who likes to serve prasadam is
better.
Krishna is telling us how we can take the greatest result from our Christian ideas. So, we should try to do this. We should try to give Krishna consciousness to other people. Of course, here Krishna says that he is referring to one, a devotee, who explains Bhagavad Gita to other devotees. But what does Lord Chaitanya say? That every living entity is constitutionally an eternal servant of Krishna. So therefore, when Krishna says here, this should be explained to the devotees. We can take it that this also means to all living entities. And when Prabhupada would refer to these verses and mention the message of these verses, he would explain in those terms that we should give it to everyone. Everyone is a fallen devotee. So if we give them Krishna consciousness, their dormant love for Krishna will be awakened. So ultimately, this is the point of Bhagavad Gita, that we should think of Krishna and be his devotees. We should serve him and we should surrender to him. And the best thing we can do is give Krishna consciousness to other people. Therefore, we would like all of you, if possible, to at least distribute one book in the Christmas marathon. January 7th, 1973. When you have genuinely said it, thank you, said it again. I remember one day we went on Harina in Central
Mathia.
And we went past one building, and beside the building was some very big rubbish bins, you know, containers for rubbish. The devotees looked out, and there were police cars completely everywhere. And they had spotlights, big lights, pointing at the devotees in the
band.
So,
it's
midnight, and the devotees woke up and slept outside. And the chief policeman came with some of his other big men. They had machine guns. And this policeman, he was about 3 meters tall. He was very
big.
So he walked up to the Sankirtan leader and said, "We know who you are. You are the bank." And if we distribute Prabhupada's books, we are doing the this thing for ourselves. That really is that what Paul sings about this in one of his songs about Lord Chinanda. He says, he's speaking to one ordinary person. He says, come with me, I will take you to Lord Vishnu. And he says, to me, Krishna, now, you will get the commission.
And thus
to me,
my ego,
I will
get my commission.
So what commission will you get if you
dispute
the
book?
10%, 20%.
This is what's possible.
10 rubles, 20
rubles.
No. You will get a very special commission. You will get some special mercy from Lord Vishnu. And in this way, we will
advance
in Krishna
consciousness.
Step by step, on the path, back home, back to God. So, here we see Lord Krishna himself, his final point in Bhagavad Gita is that if you serve me and if you surrender to me, then I like it if you will distribute Krishna
consciousness.
No, there's another very interesting point. There is. That this message of Krishna at the end of Bhagavad Gita and the message of Lord Chaitanya, they are the same. Kali Kaloda, Krishna Nam Sankirtan, Lord Chaitanya said that in this Kali Yuga, the Yuga Dharma is Sankirtan distributing Krishna consciousness? Just like to humbly appeal to you can, please, students. Even if you can just distribute one book, it will be very
Yeah, I'm going to say that.